absolutely in charge. He's offering you an enduring love, one that will last forever. Go beyond the ages. Go beyond our thoughts. Go beyond what we think is forever. His love is truly forever. And his proof was not staying in the grave, but rising from the grave. Amen. He is God manifested in flesh. It was just 3 days ago, 2,000 years plus. But the picture here, 3 days ago, God, so loving the world, took his only son, the son whom he loved, stretched him out on a cross, had his beard ripped down, spit in the face, beaten horribly. Why? Because he loves you. The whole reason God allowed that to happen to his only begotten son is that he might show you grace. For up until that time, up until that payment was made, there was no way that you could have a right relationship with God. You could be moral, but even the best you could be would be as a filthy rag before God. You might be moral, and you might be better than me. Amen? I'm sure that most of you are. But we ain't near good as God. Even as good as you can get, you still ain't. You can't touch it.
Amen.
As that rapper said, you can't touch this. Right? You can't get close to it. You can't get close to the glory of God. So God became flesh. Dwelt among men. He died for the sin of mankind. You can personalize that and say for your personal sin. But it wasn't just because you're a liar and you're a thief and you're an adulterer. That's not why. There's a sin curse put over the land, over all living things. And God said, I need to come and make that right.
Amen.
He said, I will provide myself the sacrifice. So God, in his great love for man, to make a way, because there was no other way, became a human, left his deity, and lived for 30 years, just like us, 32, give or take. Lived his life, tempted in every way, just like us, and yet without sin.
Amen.
That's what made him not just a willing sacrifice, but an able sacrifice, to die for the sin of mankind. Because it took a human to blow it, and it took a human to make it right. Adam blew it, Jesus made it right. Right? I'm so glad that's not the end of the story.
Yeah.
Amen? Because 3 days later, the power of God rose from the grave. That's why we're here today. This is why the church celebrates on Sunday. Right? This is why we don't do a Saturday worship time. Because Jesus didn't rise from the grave on Saturday. He rose from the grave on the first day of the week. And we call it Sunday. Amen. It's the day that the sun rose. Amen. And this is what we're here to talk about today. A lot of people in Paul's day... Well, let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you so much for your goodness, your grace. Lord, I come before you. I bow my heart, my life, my knees before the Most High God. Father, I pray that my words would not be heard today, but your Spirit would speak to the church.
Yes.
And Lord, if you see fit to use me as a vessel, Father, I thank you. I praise you for that. Father, I thank you for the forgiveness of sin and the opportunity just to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for those things. I pray, Father, that even now, that day star would arise in our hearts.
Yes.
Father, that we would know the true God, and you would touch us and call us by name and make us your very own. Father, help us to resurrect from our dead, sinful ways and to live in the newness of life that's only provided through you. Lord, we thank you for those things in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was going through all of the accounts of the resurrection day this week, and this is a habit of mine. I suggest you try it. As the Passion Week comes, go to your Bible, get the Gospels out, get your Old Testament out, and study to see where God is throughout the whole thing. All right? Look at what he did on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look at what he did. Look at where he was. Look at how that affects you in your day-to-day walk. And as you understand the passion of Christ and his walk, I guarantee you it will change the way you observe the Passion Week.
Amen.
When you understand the passion of God. That's a practice that I do. And something, as I was going through that, I was in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3-8, and three words kind of jumped out at me, and it said, according to Scripture. I like that. I like that Paul said, according to Scripture. There are some things that happen according to Scripture. That lets me know that the Word of God had something to say from the Genesis through the Revelation about Jesus. There's something to be said, even in the very creation, that God had a plan for the resurrection. God had a plan for the payment of sin. Even before the earth was formed, God had a plan. I am so glad He has a plan. And if He had a plan for all that, He's got a plan for you. He's got a plan for you. He's got a call for your life. He's got a love for you that is unbelievable. He's got a life that's more abundant than you can understand. But first, you must trust the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Bible says about Him. Mm-hmm. If you're already in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3-8, Paul said, I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received. Woohoo! Amen! That's what I'm going to do for you today. I'm going to deliver to you something I've already got. Amen? I'm going to deliver to you how Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. And how He was bruised, buried, and He rose the third day according to the Scriptures. And was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. And after that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained until this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that He was seen. And after that, James, and then all the apostles. And last of all, He was seen of me, Paul writing there. And also as one born out of due season. Amen. If you've been born again, let me tell you something. You have seen the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you can't get there without that light. You can't get to the salvation without that light. But what Paul was writing here, according to the Scriptures, those were the things that really dinged in my head this week. According to the Scriptures. Then I said, well, isn't that what Jesus told the two men that had left and were walking on the road to Emmaus? He said, I'm going to tell you about me. From here, while you got your Bibles, open up to Luke. All right? Because there's no sense in me just telling you this. I have to read it to you out of God's Word. Amen? Isn't it better just to open your Bible? If you do not have a Bible, we will provide you one. But if you do have, and even if you got an electronic Bible, you open that up. But look at the Word of God and do not take my word for anything. Amen. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. We will get you one. We got them. They're laying around. Amen. All right. Praise God. Are you there? Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to the village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs, which means about 7 miles, give or take a little bit. And they talked together of all those things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed together that and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. And their eyes were holden that they should not know Him. Now that's kind of interesting. They have been with Jesus for years now. They were some of the disciples of Christ. They had seen Him. They saw Him on the cross. They saw Him all those times. And yet He came up to them and they did not recognize Him. Let you know that Jesus was in His glorified body. Amen. So He was with His glorified body. And He, speaking of Jesus, said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? So Jesus was noticing their countenance. He said, I can tell that you're pretty bummed out. Why are you looking so sad? What's the matter for you, man? Huh? What's happening? Why are you sad about what has happened in Jerusalem? Why is these things bothering you? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, Whose name was that guy right there? You can read it for yourself. Answered and said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast thou not known these things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? Isn't Jesus making a joke right there? Wait a second. This was the one who was hung on the cross. This is the one who was beat. This is the one who had the rib, had the spear thrust in his side, blood and water. It is the same guy right here. He says, What do you mean? Come on, tell me. Tell me what you think you know. I like that, because when Jesus talks to us, he always wants to know what we think we know, then he tells us the truth. Amen? Sometimes you think you know something, and guess what? You don't know nothing. But when you come to know Jesus Christ, all things become illuminated to you.
Amen?
It says, now, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet. All right, wait a second. Was he just a prophet?
No.
Amen? He was more than a prophet. I mean, he raised the dead in his day. They saw him heal the blind. They saw him. They saw him touch the ears of the deaf. They saw him make the dumb speak. They saw him. They knew he was much more than a prophet.
Amen.
People, if you still believe that Jesus is just a prophet, you have missed the story. You've missed the account.
Amen.
You've missed the greater part.
Amen.
Yes, he knew he was a prophet. But more than that, he was God, manifested in flesh. He was the healer. He was the lover of the soul. Amen? And so Nazareth, prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. And we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things be done. Alright, why do you think they said that? Because they knew that Jesus said, in 3 days I will rise. These folks still didn't have faith. He said, besides all that, besides all the good things that he did, this is the third day. Boo-hoo. Boo. Now wait a second, and they had already had witnesses. As the account continues, they said, And yea, a certain woman of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher and found it, even as the women had said. But him they saw not. All right, now, catch these two dudes. How much is this is like the church today?
Yeah.
Right? This is like the church. I've seen people get saved. All right, I've seen the change in people's lives. I know that Jesus is the healer. I know that he's... I really don't believe he rose from the dead. Because if you really believed he rose from the dead, I guarantee you, you would not be living like you are.
Amen.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you really believe he rose from the dead, then you believe that there's a resurrection. And if you believe there's a resurrection, you know that you're going to stand someday before the Most High God, and you're going to give an account. And either you are under the blood or you're not. Either you had faith or you're not. If you had faith, you're under the blood, then you are in Christ Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father. And if not, you are held bound.
Amen.
Because there's a resurrection of the just and the unjust. Oh, you need to know what you believe, but listen to the compassion of Jesus. See, he does not want that any should die and go to hell, but he wants all to come to repentance. And he tells them here in verse 25, Then he said unto them, O fools, stick your name there, stick my name there, all right? O foolish Curtis, why have we not slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken? Ought Christ have not suffered these things and entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses, woo, praise God, beginning at Moses, and then all of the prophets, he expounded to them. Do you know that you can get the same explanation that they got? You know how? Go ahead, you can lift it up if you got one. It's in this book right here. It's your Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen? This is your Bible. This tells you everything that Christ did. As Paul said, according to the Scriptures. As Jesus said, according to the Scriptures. He started at Moses and he went all the way through the prophets. And as they walked those 7 miles, they heard the Word of God.
Amen.
Maybe it's time for some of us to get on a 7 mile hike.
Amen.
You need to get alone with the Lord. You need to start thinking and mulling over all these things that were spoken of by the Most High God. You need to start considering what salvation really is. You need to start considering what sin is. Right? Because no sinner is welcome into the holy realms of God. It says no whoremonger, no sorcerer, no fearful man. Oh, praise God. No fearful man will get into the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, amen.
Amen? You've got to have some faith, baby. You've got to have some faith. You've got to have real faith. Faith that changes your walk here on the earth. Do you really believe what you say you believe is real?
That's right.
Right? Do you really believe what these Scriptures say about Jesus Christ? Do you believe these things? Isaiah 42:9, as God was speaking to the prophet, he said, "Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them." What did the Spirit say to the prophet right there? He said, "Listen, I'm telling you things before they happen. I've told you things that were going to happen, and they did happen. Now I'm going to tell you things that are still going to happen." God never does anything without first informing His people.
That's right.
Amen?
Yeah.
He's coming again. He's informed you. He's coming again because He came the first time. He's coming again, only not as the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world. He's coming again as God. Amen? As God manifested in the flesh with power, with glory, with might, and fierce He will be.
Amen.
It's not going to be this lowly Jesus. He already came that way. He's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to come with a sword of righteousness. Are you ready for that, Jesus?
Amen.
Amen? Because the Lamb was slain. All right? The King's coming back. Amen? The King's coming back. Tells us about his death, because the first thing that Paul said, he says, "I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how Christ died for sins according to the Scriptures." Flip, if you will, over to Isaiah. Isaiah 53. Some you Bible scholars that are here for Sunday school, you already know this, but the rest of us might need to be reminded. Amen? Do you know that the Word of God is here to remind you of who He is, what He has done, the love that He's shown for you? Starting in verse 3, say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Well, actually, let's start in verse 3 because that's a coward's way out. And I ain't no coward. Start in verse 1. Amen. "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And for he shall grow up before him as a tender ground. He hath no form nor comeliness that and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Now, we all have pictures of Jesus in your house. Brown, curly hair, and blue eyes. Is that how you see him when he died for your sin? I guarantee you, Jesus don't look like that.
Amen.
Amen. That ain't the Jesus of the Bible. The Bible says that he was battered and scarred. Bible says that he was beaten, he was bruised, as this prophet continues to say here. But who has believed that report? What the prophet started saying. Who believed the report? It says in verse 3, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. And yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for my transgression." All right, I changed the word there because it's personal to me. Jesus died for my sin. You can put your, I hope that you have that same passion. Jesus didn't only die for all sins, it is very personal to you. If you die and go to hell because you reject his payment for your sin, it's your fault, not his. Because he paid the price. He was bruised for me. He died for my sin. He died for the sin of the world. What are you doing with this Jesus? What are you doing with this truth? This is the day of resurrection. Come out of your tomb, Christian. Come out of your tomb. Stop believing the lies that you're good enough, because you ain't good enough. But God is. God is good enough. Get your self-righteousness wiped out of your mind, because there's nothing righteous in you, nothing at all, as the prophet continues to say. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Amen?
Yes.
Who paid for it? Say his name like you know him. Who paid for it? Amen? Because at that name, every knee is going to bow. At that name, every tongue is going to confess.
Amen.
Amen? When you stand before Jesus, either you are in Christ or you are not. It's so simple. It's so simple. A lot of folks say, I don't believe that. You will. You will. But I pray that you get your believing now and not then, because when you breathe your last breath, it's too late. You can't change your belief system. But right now, you can take those doubts that you have and lay them at the foot of the cross. The Bible says if you seek him, you'll find him. If you look diligently for him, he'll be your rewarder.
Amen.
But you got to look for it. You got to seek it. You got to dig it out. The word is true. It does not change. Amen? Now, what you do with that is between you and God. You cannot believe. I can't make you believe. Amen? I can't save you. Any pastor says that pray after me and you'll be saved is a liar. All right? You cannot pray after me. You better pray after Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You better be looking for the Lord. You don't be looking for some pastor to tell you something. Listen, every pastor is a sinner. Every stinking one of us. You know why? I'm wrapped in this sinful flesh.
Right, exactly.
And in my own self-righteousness, I can't get there. So you don't look to men for your salvation. You don't look to men. You look for the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. All things that were made by him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. And then, praise God, the Word became flesh.
Amen.
John said he dwelt among us and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. That glory can live in you right now. All you got to do is get your tomb prepared.
Amen.
You got to get Jesus in that rotting carcass that you're sitting on. You got to get Jesus in, not just in your mind, knowing him here, but living him in your heart, in your soul. He's got to become real to you. He's already real, but is he real to you? Is he just a prophet? Was it just some cute sayings that you heard? Is it Jesus on the felt board that you remember? Or is it Jesus on the cross? Jesus on the felt board, man, he's cute. You know, all the Sunday school stories that we heard. Nothing wrong with those. But if that's all you've grown to, then you have missed the boat.
Amen.
But praise God, the horn's still blowing. You got time to get right today. You got time right now to get right where you're sitting right now, this very moment. You got time right now to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You got time right now to ask him to be your Lord. You got time right now. I can't promise you the next 2 seconds because you all might die. Right? Now, well, actually, it's not might. Guess what? You all are going to die.
That's right.
You know, it's appointed unto man to die. And then comes the judgment. There ain't no second chances after that. But as long as you've got breath, you've got a chance. What are you going to do with this Jesus? What are you going to do with this resurrection? Do you really believe it? And we say we believe it, but are we living like we believe
it?
Do you believe that he was oppressed and afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth, that he was brought as a lamb to slaughter and as a sheep dumb before its shearers? So he opened not his mouth. I read that incorrectly. Sorry. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation?
For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. Look at what it says. Look at what the prophet said about Jesus, about his payment for sin. He was cut off from the living. He died. Jesus died a real death.
Amen.
Amen? He did not swoon on the cross. No, he died on the cross.
Yeah.
And just to make sure of it, the Roman guard took a spear and thrust it into his side, and water and blood came out. Just to prove that he died, God went to the temple in Jerusalem, and he ripped the veil from the top to the bottom, that you could have access into the Holy of Holies. That you sinner, you unworthy person, if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you can come to the very throne room of God.
Amen.
You can come to the ark. You can come to, through Christ Jesus, into the most blessed place that was ever on this planet.
Amen.
Oh, but without him, you're still on the outside looking in. You might be doing your religious service. Jesus don't care about your religion.
That's right.
He don't care about what name of church you go to. That's not what he came to die for. He came to die for you. Doesn't care if you're Baptist, if you're Catholic. He doesn't. That does not matter to God.
Amen.
Either you are in or you are out. That's all that matters. You were either born again or you ain't. That's all that matters. Either you are in the blood or you are out of the blood. And when that day of judgment comes, you will either be welcome in, well done, my good and faithful servant, or he casts you out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. It all depends on what you do with this resurrection today.
Amen.
What are you going to do with it? Jesus already did it. The stone was rolled away. How about the stone in front of your heart? The thing that's stopping you from confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, I don't believe it. God doesn't care. Whether you believe it or not does not change who he is.
No.
You cannot believe it. This is America. You want to go out and worship a stump? Go be a stump hugger. I don't care. But that ain't going to get you to heaven.
No.
You can worship the squirrels and the fish and the sun and the sky and the moon. Fruit loose. That's all that is. It does not matter because God doesn't care about that. What he cares about is you. You were made in his likeness. You were made in his image. He died for your sin.
Amen.
And to prove that he was able to do it, 3 days later he came out of the grave. 3 days later, he came out of the grave.
Lesson.
I have a whole lot about Psalm 23, but I don't think we're going to get there today. Go home and read it for yourself. If you do not have a Bible, do not leave this building today without the Word of God. I will give you the one I'm preaching out of. If we don't have enough to give you, I'll give you this one. Amen. Because it's that important to me. I'll get another one. But what I will give you is the King James Bible. Amen. There's a reason for that, but I ain't going to kick that goat either.
Amen. Don't do it. I don't believe it.
Amen. I love you, sister, so much.
I got to tell the truth, don't
you? I know you do. And it pleased God. Now listen to this. Verse 10 of that same scripture right there. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. Have you ever thought of that? That God said, I'm gonna put myself, it's going to please me to bruise him.
Amen.
God's going to look at the stripes on his flesh and say, that's sufficient. He's going to look at the nails in his hands and say, that's sufficient. As Jesus was being beaten, as he was being spat on, as his beard was being ripped out, as he was being strapped to the cross and the nails were being driven in his hand. I don't think they had to strap him to the cross. He willingly gave his life. That's what he told Pilate. He willingly gave his life. And if I willingly give it, I can also take it back. Because sin could not hold him down. He was sinless. So he got to the cross and he laid there on it and he crossed his feet. And he held his hands out. You know what he was thinking about as those nails were being driven through his skin? He's thinking about you. He endured the shame because there was a glory. You know what the glory is? It's you. Those who believe in his sacrifice. Those who say, yeah, I trust you, God. I trust you. You did this for me. Thank you. Thank you, God. Praise you. You did this for me. I will take that. Go ahead. Drive the nails in me. Go ahead. Nail them tight. And even as they were doing that, they're saying, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. As they were gambling for his vesture, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And you, right now, you might be gambling. You may only be wanting the exterior part of Jesus. I just want his clothing. And you're missing the God that was wrapped in those clothes. You're missing the truth of the risen Savior.
Amen.
And believing in a half-truth. You know what a half-truth is? It's a full lie.
Yeah.
I believe he was a prophet. Amen? Oh, but he was so much more than a prophet. All the prophets that had died in Jerusalem, Jesus said that you've killed all the prophets. None of those prophets had the power to save you from your sin. Only God. Only Jesus.
Amen.
Only
Amen.
His blood was sufficient. Only his sacrifice was good enough. Christ died for your sin because he loves you so much. I always get myself in this pickle. There's so much to say in so little time. I got to trust the Holy Spirit here. Because, like I said, I have more about his death on the cross, Psalm 22. The words that he said, the things that he did, it's all there. But let's talk about the resurrection. Because it's not about his death. I mean, don't get me wrong, his death was wonderful because without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission for sin. So it took the shedding of the blood that you could have forgiveness. It took someone to die for your rottenness. It took someone to die.
Amen.
And not just anyone. It took the perfect lamb to die. Someone who had experienced everything that you've ever experienced. And yet without sin. Only one was able to do that.
Amen.
There's only one. His name is Jesus. His position is Christ. Jesus talked about from Moses all the way through the prophets. Another prophet is Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. I mean, I could have went to Daniel, I could have went to Joel, I could have went to Moses. There's so many places you could go. And when you sit down and you start looking at what the Scripture says about the resurrection of the dead, you will fill your month up. And if you quit your job today, all right, you say, I'm not going to work next month, all I'm going to do is get into the Bible, and I pray that you would do that, all right? And you're saying, why do you want me to quit my job? I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about you getting into the Bible. All right, let's not quit our jobs. Let's do this. Turn off your stupid device. All right? Turn off your cell phone. Get your computer unplugged. Turn off that stupid 64-inch piece of garbage in your house. Get that sewer out of your house and start reading God's Word. Amen? Oh, what a difference that would make. Amen? You know, you'd be surprised what you could do.
Right.
You'd be surprised what God would do for you if you would put him in you instead of the garbage that comes over the sewer, that comes over the radio and TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow, I'll get off that soapbox. Hosea talks about this resurrection. Chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Come and let us return unto the Lord. We could talk for a week right there. Let us return to the Lord. Are you ready to return to God? You got to set your mind on this. You, if you're not living in holiness, you are away from God. If you're living in known sin, you are away from God. And he says, Hosea says, come, let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn, and he shall heal us. He hath smitten, and he shall bind us up. After 2 days will he receive us, and in the third day he will rise us up, and we shall live in his sight.
Woo!
Praise God. Man, I feel like a wrestler. Wow.
Woo!
Look at what he's saying there. God says, listen, he's going to die. He's going to be in the grave for 2 days. After 3 days, he's going to raise us up. If you believe in the price of sin, where Jesus for 2 days was in there, and he rose on the third day, he has a spot for you.
Amen.
This is in the Old Testament. This is long before the cross. Right? He says, he will rise us up, and we shall live in his sight. There's coming a resurrection, people. There's coming a day when God's going to call. He's coming a day when he's going to come and he's going to get us out of here. And guess what day that is?
Last day.
That's what he said. He said he's coming at the last day on the last trumpet. And when that last day happens, guess what? If you're alive, it's too late. If you died, you died outside of Christ, it's too late. If you died in Christ, you'll raise first. But the rest of you, you're going to go through hell for eternity. Do you know how long eternity is? Ever how long you came up with, go longer. Amen. It's longer than what you think. And you're either going to be eternally with Christ or eternally cast away from Christ. You're going to be either eternally in the light of God or you're going to be eternally cast out to where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And you know what? The choice is yours today. You have this moment. You have this time. I can't promise you another moment. I can't promise you another time. But you need to choose today who you're going to serve.
Amen.
Because I guarantee you this, you're going to die.
Amen.
You'll be alive in both.
And you'll be alive in both. Amen. That eternal, you are eternally there. You're alive either eternal in condemnation and death. You don't just turn into a vapor and float away. You are in eternal torment in the gates of hell. And Jesus paid a price that you don't have to go. Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you believe in the redemption of mankind? Do you believe in the price that was paid for you on Calvary? Enough to walk with him.
Amen.
Enough to obey him.
Right.
Enough to be submitted to him. Right, sister? Total submission.
Amen.
Total surrender.
Yeah.
You say, well, I don't want to quit my lifestyle. If I become a Christian, look at what I'm going to lose. All right, I'll tell you what you're going to lose. You're going to lose vomiting in a toilet. You're going to lose hangovers. You're going to lose heroin addiction. You're going to lose pornography. You're going to lose adultery. You're going to you're going to lose a lot. Because sin is pleasurable for a moment.
Yep.
But look at what you're going to gain. You're going to gain an abundant life. Hey, people, I tried all those things. I didn't have an abundance in life until I trusted Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And all of a sudden, I had more. Amen. I had more life. I had more love. I had more grace. I had more peace.
Amen.
Who here right now needs a little bit of peace in the middle of this turmoil, hard time, crazy times? There's a name for it. I can't call it.
Yeah.
My tongue's covering my eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying. Who needs some of that peace right now? What would you give for a little bit of joy? I mean real joy. Unashamed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. How about some of that? Looking into the Most High God.
Bless him.
Praise. Oh, the joy that can fill your soul. Mm-hmm. See, you might think that, you know, I got all the joy right now. It's in my bottle of Jack Daniels. No, you don't. There ain't no joy in that. That's hell, sin,
Amen.
Misery. There's nothing good that comes out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in Christ Jesus, you get a sip of that. You get a sip of that water, that living water,
Amen.
And there's nothing bad that comes out of that. It's only good. It's all yes. It's all amen. It's the fullness of the grace of God. It's the fullness of the love of God. verse 3 says, and we shall live in his sight. Then there's this great big little word right there, if. This is huge. Because this gives you a choice. All right? This is if. All right? And then we shall live in his sight if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, as the former rain unto the earth. Did you see what he said? He's coming again. You know how the Holy Spirit came at the very first time? Just in fact, it's like 10 days away from now. It's the birth of the church.
Amen.
Pentecost. When Pentecost was full, the Holy Spirit came. There was a pouring out of the Spirit of God on that day and for the years to come that was earth-changing. Amen? Folks, there's coming a latter rain.
That's right.
There's coming a pouring out of the Holy Spirit, all right? He's coming again. And he's coming again before Jesus comes for the church. He's coming again before that. And there will be a pouring out, an anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. And guess who he's going to fill? Those who are ready.
Amen.
Those who have emptied themselves of themselves. Those who are prepared for the... Because he can't fill a full bucket. And if you're full of yourself, if you're full of your self-righteousness, you're full of your ways, your lust, your desire, God can't put nothing in there.
That's right.
But when you empty yourself out before God, when you pour your life out, he will fill you, baby. He will fill you overflowing.
Amen. Amen.
But you've got to seek after him, because the Father's looking for those who would worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay, that was before Christ died. Guess what God's still looking for?
Yeah.
The folks who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Now, do you really believe what you say you believe is real? Do you really believe that God is coming, that he's going to send the Holy Spirit again? And that, I mean, in a way like it was on the first time. Do you? Yeah. Amen. Do you believe that? Yeah. All right? Are you living like you're prepared? Hey, folks, have you went and emptied all your garbage out? Maybe it is time to stop paying the cable bill. You know what? You can live without cable TV. I know you kids don't think you can, but you can.
You can.
Yeah, amen. You can do it. And you know, it's there's nothing good, folks. I guarantee you. That and the internet, there is nothing good in it. There's nothing good in it. And y'all say, well, I witnessed on this. All right, praise God. Satan used scripture too. That didn't mean it was good.
It's
time to turn your Facebook off and turn your face to the book. Amen. I know this is hurting you, but it's time for a resurrection. Start calling the things that are ungodly, ungodly.
Amen.
Stop calling
Amen.
Unrighteousness righteous.
Amen.
Because judgment's got to start at the church, people. It's got to start right here.
Amen.
I've got to stop my self-righteous, my indignation. I've got to stop that. See, Jesus paid it all on the cross. 3 days later, he rose from the grave. Why? To make me able to do what he said I could do. The question is, you got your free will. You have a free will. You don't have to do this. But if you do it, I will promise you life eternal.
Oh, amen.
Amen. I promise you that. If you don't do it, I promise you condemnation, weeping, gnashing of teeth, not just now, but forever.
Yes.
And I don't promise you on my word. I promise you on the living word of God.
Amen.
What you do with this Jesus today... Because today is the day for salvation for you. Some of you that have been going to church your whole life, you've heard these things before, but you've never applied any of them. See, it's not the hearing of the word, it's the doing of the word.
Amen, that's it.
What you going to do with it? Do you really believe what you say you believe is real? I mean, is it real to you? Do you know that he's coming? Do you know that there's a resurrection? 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy. Amen. Woo! How much mercy? Abundant. You want some of that? Amen. Because if you're in Christ Jesus, you can get it. You can have abundant mercy right now, right this minute. Or you can choose condemnation right now, right this minute. It's all up to you. His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Where's he got it? It's in heaven. There's only one way you're going to get it. You got to get to heaven. Spaceship ain't going to get you there. Ain't no mountain high enough, baby. You ain't going to get there. You ain't going to get there by building a tower of self-righteousness. You got to get there. The only way you're going to get there is through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man goes to the Father but through me. You ain't good enough.
That's right.
You ain't good enough. My two favorite words in the whole Bible is what, sister? But God. Amen? I can't do it, but God can. I cannot do this, but God. He will make my corruption incorruptible. He's got for me an inheritance. He's got for you an inheritance. And let me tell you, thank you, brother. Let me tell you this, your inheritance is either going to be in Christ or in hell.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So which one are you banking on? I don't believe what the Bible says. Can't, I'll say it again. You will.
Right.
I just pray you do it before you see Him face to face. Because when you see Him face to face, it's going to be too late. Some will be resurrected to corruption. Some will be resurrected to damnation. That's the second death. Where Jesus cast that person who rejects Him, cast him into the everlasting fire.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think it's hell, because He cast hell and death there also.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap that around your mind. Not only does He cast you, but everything you think about hell is in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you think about death is in the lake of fire. Oh, death, where's your sting?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, grave, where's your victory? There's only a sting in death if you don't know Jesus Christ. There's only victory in the grave if you don't know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you have not surrendered to Him, then there is sting in death. Then there is fear in the grave. Amen? But if you know Jesus Christ, send me home early. You know? I am not afraid of death. I ain't afraid of no stinking virus. I ain't afraid of no government. I ain't afraid of no power on this earth. I ain't, nothing scares me. Why? Because I'm in the hand of the Most High God.
Amen.
And nothing can take me out.
Praise the Lord.
I want to know where you're at. Where are you at today? On this resurrection day, where are you at? Are you in your own hand? Are you in the hand of the Most High God? Do you really believe? If you really believe, well, maybe it's time you need to do like Gideon did. Go and tear down your daddy's altar.
Yeah.
Amen? Go and tear down your daddy's altar. Take that old religion that you've been sucked up to for so long, and time to pull that right out of your mouth. Spit it out, because it's no good. You need to come into the new living way of
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I can't do that for you. You've got to do that for yourself. I think I've laid out as much as I can, just the plain, simple, square truth of God's Word. Now it's up to you. What are you going to do according to the Scriptures? Amen? I'm going to say pray after me. So many folks have said pray after me, and then those people will pray and they don't make any change in their life. I don't care the words you say. It don't matter to me. It don't matter to God. Where is your heart?
Amen.
Do you believe? If you believe you have salvation, then you've got it. If you only believe that He's a prophet, it's going to be really miserable for you.
Amen.
If you don't want to believe in the power of the resurrected Lord, you don't want to believe that, it's your choice. You ain't got to. But I guarantee you, you will.
Yes.
By that time, it's too late. I don't know if you're a gambler. Who here buys scratch-off tickets? Stop. But if you're a gambler and you think of that kind of stuff, is it worth a roll of the dice for eternity?
No.
Come on. Baby needs a new pair of shoes. Are you willing to roll the dice that what you believe is stronger than what the Word of God says?
Right.
Look that up. I don't know how to end a sermon. Anybody who's ever been here with me before already knows I don't know how to end a sermon. I'm going to shut up and pray. Dear Father, we do love you. We praise you, Father God. And I thank you for the resurrection power. I thank you for the promise of the Most High God. I thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that you have spoke to souls here today. Lord, to those folks who want to know you better, you're drawing them close.
Yes.
Father, that they would seek you with the fullness of their heart, and you would reward them with the presence of the Most High God. I pray for those, Lord, who have been lukewarm. I pray that you made them make up their mind today.
Yes.
Either to be in or out. Either to be trusting in you or trusting in their own selves. Father, and I pray for those who have trusted in themselves, that you would prick their heart. Father, put them in a place where they cannot move, not to the right or the left. Father, put them in a place where they must cry out, Abba, Father, save now. I pray that you would move mighty on those folks, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
The Christian that has confessed you as their Lord and Savior, but they've been living like there is no God. Father, chasten them. They are your children. Chasten them. Drive them to the holiness of God. Put them on their face before you, Lord Jesus. Break their legs that they cannot stand on their own, that they might know the healing of the Most High God.
Amen.
Father, I love you. I praise you. I thank you for those things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.